It is 21st of August. According to legend, the Persian king Xerxes ordered his soldiers to beat the restless sea with swords and chains. The sea was punished because the high waves prevented the Persian fleet from conquering Greece. Xerxes believed that rites of this kind could calm the storm and bring him victory. 2,500 years have passed since then, but the crazy rulers still believe in ridiculous rituals. Now the belief that certain rituals can help in achieving a goal is called magical thinking. And so the Russian occupiers, starting with the most important one, Vladimir Putin, are simply the embodiment of the phrase magical thinking. If I were the editor of Wikipedia, I would put the stupid, pitiful face of a Russian dictator on the article about this phenomenon. So it's a good thing I have nothing to do with Wikipedia. One less picture of this crap. But let's return to the magical thinking of the occupiers. On the eve of a full-scale invasion, the main temple of the Russian armed forces was officially opened near Moscow. Find its photo on the internet. It does not look like Christian temples at all. This is the ziggurat of some ancient god of war, dark and ominous, in which icons with Christ were hung for some reason. And there are murals with Putin and a whole museum of all kinds of military junk, like Hitler's military cap, allegedly found in his bunker. And so in this ziggurat there were prayers on the eve of the invasion of Ukraine, during which, standing between a mural of Putin and Hitler's cap, the leaders of the Russian church and officials asked the heavens for help in the destruction of the Ukrainian people. When the Russians realized that they could not capture Odessa and that they could not destroy the city because of the powerful anti-aircraft defenses involved in its protection, they destroyed one of Odessa churches with a very rare and expensive missile, only because in this church there is some ancient icon that supposedly protects the city. Most likely the Hotel Ukraine in Chernihiv, which was destroyed at the beginning of a full-scale war, also became a victim of the magical thinking of occupiers. It stood empty, and there were no reasons except symbolic ones to destroy it. I'm almost sure that the building was destroyed only because the hotel was called Ukraine and the occupiers saw some esoteric meaning in its destruction. Together with the Russian invaders, whole crowds of military priests, mullahs and Buddhist monks came to Ukrainian land. But they do not serve God, they serve Putin. Their task is not to pray or confess, but to cast spells, helping the army of murderers and rapists. The Russians believe that the more clergymen pray for them, the sooner they will destroy us. There are probably no priests left in Russia who did not change God for Putin. It is clear that worship under Hitler's cap and the destruction of churches and the training of an entire army of combat wizards under the guise of chaplains, all this is done by order of Putin. It is his personal desire. He is the person who embodies the superstitious essence of modern Russia. Putin really is a very superstitious person. He adores all kinds of ritual spirits and meetings, as if some Roman emperor who, through lavish celebration and banquets, tries to convince people, gods and himself that he occupies this place by right. Putin never in his life mentioned his main critic Alexei Navalny by name, always invented some euphemisms when it came to him. This is also a very vivid manifestation of his magical thinking. He is a man from the Dark Ages, from the Middle Ages, who in some strange way was brought into our century. And unfortunately, this medieval monster is killing Ukrainian modernity.